things you said stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. The melody, the arrangement makes my body go so crazy. I tie my feet, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide. Well, I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music.
I tell Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Kaloran strum my pain with the fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain. My Sharia more lovely as a summer day. I'll let the whispers follow Marvin Gaye in my headphones till the music starts to fade away. I give away my brown sugar for a bit of pop. If love really was a bullet, I'd have took the shot. Yeah. Now would you buy me a drink just to take me home? Put your game in a song just to make me moan. I like my Robin Thicke, me alone. A thug out bone. Triple shots, that's a trait.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, oh,
hello, hello, good afternoon, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to each and every one of you wherever you are listening in this world. Thank you so much for joining me here for another session of Healing Through Her at iTalk Radio's Focus Chat Cafe. I am your host, the mediator, and Shiro right here at All Ground Zero, Maria Wall, welcoming each and every one of you here this evening. We have been gone for a while now, but we are back, and this is our original time slot on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. I had originally scheduled the show to be a two-hour show, but such is life that my schedule has changed, and I will be doing an abbreviated show this evening, and then we will be doing a part two. Welcome to those of you who are listening on our various players throughout the internet, and those of you who are joining me in the new chat room, which I have to get used to, but our chat room is open, and those of you who are in the call query, thank you, thank you, thank you. And a special shout out to those of you who will be listening to the replay. I know that you are there, and I want to just give you a shout out as well. So focus, what is focus? Focus is a registered trademark. It stands for, it's an acronym, F period, O period, C period, U period, S. There's no period after the S because the S on the end stands for success, and that is limitless. So FOCUS stands for females offering clarity, unity, and success. We are here to give you all of the resources and information that you need to be the very best person that you can be. We are here to help you make your way back into your purpose and power. Turn that tragedy of yours into triumph. Turn your pain into a passion. That's what this show is all about. This show is going to be tying together many topics and subjects. We're also going to go back to our old format of having guests, speakers come on. We are going to have our open chat night, the simple ultimate Saturday Sin Eaters, which means you can call and talk about almost any and everything within reason and respect. You have something that you want to get off of your spirit and your soul, we'll have a night for that. We will have a night for, as tonight, where we're going to just go down to some of the current events that are going on to discuss how our journeys may differ slightly, but in the end, we end up here in a broken place. And this show is all about picking the best of those broken pieces to create a new masterpiece. And as always, before we get started here, I want to give a special shout out to all of the countries and places who have been supporting us. Even in our absence, we keep track of who's chiming in and listening to our programming and supporting us from near and far. So for the countries, we want to give a special shout out to the United States of America, Canada, the Philippines, India, and the UK. They round out our top five supporting listenership in the last couple of months. The United States of America, Canada, the Philippines, India, and the UK. Now, in the United States, we also break it down by states. And this list is a little longer, but I love to give my listeners shout out. So, special shout out to New York City, New Jersey, California, Maryland, Texas, Georgia, Washington State, Oregon, Arizona, Colorado, Nebraska, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Missouri, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Tennessee, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Delaware, Virginia, North and South Carolina. You know what? I'll say you two separately. North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, and Kentucky. Thank you so much for hanging in there while I transition in the next leg of my journey. As many of you know, I am coming down the wire prayerfully, and hopefully I'll be finishing up law school later on this year. So I am really, and right now I'm in the middle of midterm, so my time is still not my own, and I needed to dedicate part of my time to getting this leg of my journey completed. And tonight, we're just going to touch on some things. Tonight, our topic is about the fact that we should not waste our pain. It's called Don't Waste Our Pain. We're going to touch a little bit about some current events that many of us have probably heard about. And, of course, another topic that we will be delving into a little later on is lowering our expectations for sex expectations. And when we talk about this, the sex expectations, this is going to be a topic that we are really going to get into at some length. So again, I see that a lot of people are jumping into our chat room. I'm not too sure how to maneuver through this yet, but I promise you I will figure it out, or we will go to the separate window chat for our next program. But tonight, It's all about us not wasting our pain. And so many of you may be thinking, well, what do you mean by that? You know, I just want to forget. If something hurts me that bad, I want to forget. But when you think about it, when we forget, many times we return to that place and we make that same mistake again, over and over again. Or when we're wasting our pain, we try to numb ourselves to it. We try to ignore it. We try to make pretend like it's not there. And in doing that, so many of us stay in really bad places. You know, so many things have transpired today alone, but I'm not going to give the people who have harmed me, hurt me, or my abusers, or the perpetrators, or whomever, I'm not going to give them a platform this evening. You see, this is how I'm not wasting my pain tonight, because this show was planned well in advance, and then it seems like in the last couple of hours, my world was turned upside down. So I need you all to understand this. Don't waste your pain. You get what you need from that so that you don't have to go down that road again. And when I say this, I'm not saying that you may never experience it again. What I'm saying is you will not continue to experience it with the same players. You will not continue to go back to that same game over and over and over again. You know, tonight I had announced that I'm going to be gutting out my house, cleaning everything out, selling everything, and I'm going to hit the road and move. Not because I'm running, but because I'm ready to start over. After this leg of my journey is done with school, I want to find love again. I want to be happy again. I want to be content. And I don't feel as though I can do that if I'm still rooted in the same soil where all of the other things have happened over the years. I just don't feel as though I can do that. So I have a good idea of where I want to go, but who knows? The one thing that I am certain of is that my surrounding, my environment has to change. So that will happen. Now, as far as where I end up being planted after the move, I'm not sure yet. I do have some front runners for locations, but that remains to be seen. So we're going to jump into a few things that so many people have been talking about. You have, of course, you have the inexperienced experts who have been chiming in on the talk show host Wendy Williams situation, where she finally decided to divorce her husband, who's been very disrespectful and not cared the whole time that I've been watching this, and this has been for a couple of years now. We know that he's been very flagrant and blatant about his affair with the young lady who he has now allegedly had a fathered a child with. We know that allegedly he has bought this woman, this girl, a home, and Wendy continued to hold on. She went into a downward spiral. But to me, the moment that she made that decision not to waste any more of her pain, to take that pain and turn it into her power, she looks better. She sounds better. She seems like a weight of the world has been lifted from her. Tonight is not about bashing her husband, because, you know, the reports also say that allegedly he's threatened to talk all of her business and this and that, and to if she doesn't give him several $1 million and this and that. But to me, I don't know which state she is going for this divorce, but he was so blatant and flagrant about everything. If she gets the right attorney, he literally could walk away with little to nothing. Now, as I said before, he was the executive producer of her show and things like that. What that contract looks like, I don't know. But if she gets the right legal eagles on her side, he could leave with little or nothing, little to nothing, if they do this correctly. I mean, it has to be added in at some point that this man was very public about his disrespect of his wife. And then to send out something now and say, you know, I want to apologize to my wife. Sometimes that apology doesn't mean a thing. That's like telling somebody you love them. Love is not something that you say. It's something that you show and prove. So all of these years, hats off to her for finally waking up to the point where she is no longer wasting her pain. Use that pain to make it your power. Moving right along. One of the things, I believe this gentleman was in Prince George's County in Montgomery County or somewhere. Prince George's County or one of these counties. And this gentleman was meeting women online. And he would hook up with them for hookup. And he was spreading HIV to all of these women that he was meeting online. This is when I say, ladies, stop being so lonely and desperate where you lower your expectations for a few moments of sexpectations. I need you to understand, stop lowering your expectations for those small moments of sexpectations with strangers that you're meeting. I love online dating. I love everything about it because I get to meet people who I probably would not have come across. But so many of you, you talk a good game. So many of you, some of you Bible-toting sisters, you talk about God this and God that. And over the years, I have done many shows. The fact that so many of you, you quote the Bible and you talk about what you want, a good man and he who has a good woman, blah, blah, blah. And then so many men have shared their stories of they didn't have the expectation to sleep with you, but you go out there, but you have the sexpectation that this man is going to want to bed you. And then, again, when you do this, when you lower your expectations for those moments of sexpectations, you could walk away with an infestation that you don't want. So learn how to love yourselves. Learn how to enjoy being by yourself. Learn how to respect the person that you see in the mirror. I have said many of times that sometimes I will come home and I will hear the silence. But I have such a busy life that that only lasts for a moment. And at my age, I am too tired to keep settling, to keep compromising, to keep letting go of my patience just to have a warm body in a cold bed. I don't need that. If I'm that cold, I have multiple blankets that stay on my bed year-round. And if that doesn't work, there's that thing called an electric blanket. I hear some are really good. Learn to love the person that you see in the mirror. Learn to love and respect her. And gentlemen, I'm not going to leave you out because I do know that sometimes you hook up with the wrong females as well. Learn to love the person that you see in the mirror. Learn to put down boundaries and ground rules and things and keep them there because there are too many people out here nowadays. The wolves are on the hunt. They are looking for every single lonely heart out there. And you tend to touch on tonight is that I had gone out today, which is something that I usually do not do on the weekends because you all know that I'm traveling all during the week. And when I have time to be at home, I usually stay at home. It was an interesting day today. And with so many things going on in this country and around the world, it still amazes me and it's a rather disappointing and depressing to see that. Today I had gone out and I had gone to one of the big box stores, and it was around 8 o'clock or so. I made an online purchase, and I had a coupon for $25 off. So I said, okay, I needed a new blood pressure cup. So I went out and a blood pressure monitor, rather. And I had done my little research, and I used my coupon, and I had placed my order, and I was going to pick it up. And I said, I can do a little bit of shopping. And I usually go out early in the mornings, around 6 o'clock. So it was around 8 o'clock or so. But, I mean, when I say that the stores were packed, they were packed. So I proceed to go in, and there's some women who look like me who are just mean and nasty and just no excuse me, no thank you, no smiles, no anything. And everyone who did not look like me, we struck up conversations over the darndest little things, you know, so much hustle and bustle. We couldn't get out of the aisles, and we would laugh about it. And everyone said, Happy Easter, and have a good day. And, girl, I know it's right. And we were laughing and joking. Someone's cart was in the way when I was about to drive out. And the bottom line is simple. I sat there for a while, and I said, wow, you know, it still amazes me that all the people who did not look like me were so kind and nice, and we could smile at one another. And those who did seemed like they were mad with the world. We need to understand that life is too short to be that angry at everybody. Life is too short. Welcome to those of you who are jumping in the chat room. Thank you so much for being here. If you have a topic or something you'd like to talk about, two ways you can do that. Type your message in the chat room. I'm assuming that it will pop up so that I can see. This is our first show in many, many, many months. So the chat room now is working where I can see it in our studio. But I'm still learning all of this. So if you have something that you want to talk about, give me a call at 646-478-4726. When you get in the call queue, press the number 1 on your line, and I will bring you on air. If you have something you want to talk about, if you have something on your spirit or your soul, or you're just not feeling your best tonight, and you just need someone to be that listening ear, I am here. If you need me, guess what? I announced at the beginning that this would be an abbreviated show, but I tell you something. This year alone, just remember that name, Focus, Females Offering Clarity, Unity, and Success. We do have so many things going on now, new programs that the Sisters of Focus will be doing, and this is a global program. We have some legal issues that we have to deal with as far as people infringing and things like that, but we're going to keep it moving, and Focus is on the move. We want you to gain your focus. We want you to find your focus. We want you to do so many things to be focused on your future, your success, everything that you deserve, everything that you need to do to become the best you possible, to love the skin that you're in, to love being in a place that you're in, make the best of that place until you can do better. When I was at my worst, I learned how to find the good things in that time. I learned how to start over again. Let me tell you all something. If this is your first time ever listening to the program, I was left with nothing but faith, forgiveness, and 4 cents to my name. This was a few years ago, and oh, what a mighty God we have, because I have come a long way. Whatever you believe in, whatever deity, I'm not knocking anybody. Nobody's going to tell me who to say and what to say on my program. If you don't believe in anything, then you don't believe in anything. If you think that you're the supreme person on this world, that's between you and your end of days. It's not my job. I'm going to say what I have to say. What you do with it is up to you. But I need you to understand something. We are so much stronger when we have the right people in our corner. We can move when we have people who are on that journey. It's not saying that at some point some won't veer to the left and veer to the right. It's about the fact that we're not alone. And so many of us have convinced ourselves that nobody understands. Nobody understands what we're going through but us. Nobody would ever be able to relate. Nobody would ever be able to understand. One thing that I have learned, and I have been doing this for years, as a court-appointed advocate, as a speaker, as a coach, as so many things, as a teacher, as a student, as a wife, as a mother, as a single woman, as a married woman, as an angry woman, as a happy woman, as a sad woman, as a depressed woman, I've been through it all. And one thing that I can tell you is that no matter what, if we actually come together, if we are actually here, we can actually figure out that our means are different only slightly. The end is the same. The question is, what are we going to do with our end game? Are we going to let our pain possess us? Are we going to let our pain control us, hold us back, hold us down, keep us from moving forward, keep us from rising? No, 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 no. We are not going to waste any inch of our pain, any moment of our pain. You take that pain, you learn from it, you figure out a new plan from it, you grow from it, and you make that pain, every bit of it, your power. And some people try to tell me what they would do. Well, I would do both so-and-so. Okay, if I wanted someone's opinion, I would give it to them. Because a lot of people that we always wind up listening to are the inexperienced experts around us. Some people don't know a thing about a thing. They've never experienced one bit of it for themselves, but they certainly know how to tell you what to do. I always said that it's good when we hook up with positive people. But positive people can talk about ideas and plans for the rest of their lives. You have to hook up with positive people who are moving and living with a purpose. You have to move up. You have to move in the circles of people who are moving towards something. So many people I know are still at ground zero, still talking about next year, next week, next summer, next spring, next whenever. And some people, their time ran out, and they were still talking about next time. That's a topic for another day, too. Next time. If you were hurt terribly on Monday, by Monday afternoon or Monday night, you need to be taking that pain and figuring out how you can heal past that. And so many of us cannot do that on our own. So before we leave tonight, I want to share this with you. I want to share our contact information because you need somebody who has that unbiased ear who's going to help you get from where you are to where you should be. Even if you don't realize that that's where you need to be at the moment. You cannot do that if you're hanging with people who are as broken as you are. You cannot do that with people who are not where you are. You cannot do that. When you're listening to inexperienced experts, oh, and I forgot to tell you that there are moments in every show, most shows, where you will hear nothing. Those are the time prayerfully, that are not due to technical difficulties, those are the times that I give you to sit back and reflect upon what has been discussed up to that moment so that you can digest the information and figure out how it fits into your life, into your hurt. I need you to take that time for you to figure it out. And if you know others who can benefit from our programs, and we are about to take off in a mighty way, please invite them to listen. Share this program. Share the replays. We are reclaiming our Saturday evening spot. We are reclaiming everything. And as I said, I had planned on doing this show weeks ago. And welcome to the Sisters of Focus and WOW, Women of Wisdom and Worth. If you're listening tonight, a special shout out to you. Thank you for being here. WOW was the original group that I had begun, and then I had stopped for a while because my world had fallen apart. And when I had come back, Focus just kind of had come together. And I welcome the networking of strong people. This time around, if you're not on point, I will not be aligning myself with people. I don't align with the feel-good, foo-foo, fluff-fluff gurus out there. I've been down that road, got hooked up in programs and projects with people who were charlatans and all of that. Fortunately, I was one of the people who was smart enough to know how to get back my investments and all of that. But this time around, when I align with people, I want to align with the absolute best. I don't want to align with people who are going to say, hey, tell me what you need me to do. If you don't already know, I'm not the one to tell you. If you're not in that place where you're on point for yourself, where you have enough belief in yourself, how do you want me to believe in you? I believed enough to invite you in the door. And then when you get in, you tell me to tell you what you need to do. No, not anymore. That those days are gone. I need the people who can bring something to the table. I need to align with those people who are going to help Focus to grow. I need to align with those people who have a proven track record of wanting to help others outside of the accolades and wanting to be on television and radio and say, look at me, I'm helping people. If you're that type of person, I will not align with you. Because most times broken people can see through it, but they choose to look past it for that small moment of feeling okay. Over the years, I've lost so many friends and associates and people who had come to this show as guests and left as friends. They're no longer with us. They're gone. Don't waste your pain. Don't allow your pain to destroy you. You make the best of that pain. The best thing that you can do to your oppressors and those who have harmed you is to become purposeful in your power, to become successful. Does that mean go out and become a million-dollar whatever? No, not for everyone. For some of us, we may be thriving. We may be striving for that. For others, your success comes in the fact that you can get up every morning, walk out the door with your head held high, and keep it moving. Don't give the neighborhood, the family, or anybody a show. It's going on 2 years now that I removed myself from most of the people that I've known my entire life. And each and every second, it gets a little bit easier. There are times when I think no one should go through their life like this, but sometimes it is a necessity. We're going to be talking about a lot of things. Again, I promise you, I'm not going to tell you what I know you want to hear. This show is about telling you what you need to hear. We're going to have fun sometimes. We're going to cry sometimes. We're going to get very real and very up close and personal. I need you all to prepare, to be focused on your healing, on your health, the healing through hurt. iTalk Radio Network, I always capitalize the first four letters of healing. That's heal, H-E-A-L. Through, I capitalize the T and H, because if you put the H-E-A-L plus the T and H, you get health. You have to get healthy. You have to get healthy for yourself. You have to get healthy for those who depend on you. You have to be healthy for your loved ones. And this is not a show about man bashing. If you're here to bash men, let me tell you something right now. This is not it. Because there are good men in the world, and there are bad sisters in the world. There are bad women in the world, and there are good women in the world, and there are bad men in the world. And there are good men in the world and bad women. And there are good women in the world and bad men. The end. There are other shows out here where every man doesn't matter. I tell everybody again, when you waste your pain, you continually bring it back to you, because you're not wasting it, you are embracing it. And when you do that, you are bound to continue to attract the same types of people and stay in the same places over and over again. You learn from your pain so that you won't make that mistake a second time. If you meet Bob 2 years after Chuck cheated on you, don't treat Bob like he's cheated on you before hello. So many of you, you walk past with the attitudes, you walk past with all of this, you go out on the first date and all you can talk about is Chuck to Bob. No man wants to hear about your past like that. Like that. Notice what I said, like that. There are some men who want to help you to heal. Well, hello, Bob. How are you? It's funny that the last part of your name is Bob and I'm using it. I know. Oh, see, I love doing these shows because you never know who's going to pop on. And Bob says, hurt people hurt people. Hey, well, hello to you, Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, we actually have a real Bob on the show. Bob, this program, again, it's just the name that I picked. It's not about Bob, but Bob is making a good point. And again, this program welcomes men because, ladies, we can talk all day long. It's always good and healthy for us to have that male perspective. So hello, Bob. Thank you for chiming in this evening. We're talking about not wasting our pain. Synchronicity, hey, yes, I agree. So many of us, though, Bob, I know that from a male's perspective, I'm sure that over the years that you have some stories that you could probably share or tell about some of the relationships that you've been in where you ended up hurt, or maybe not, I don't know. But if you haven't, then tell us what your secret is to know when those red flags come up for you as a male, how you know that this is not going to be healthy and when you should get out. Because a lot of times, a lot of my fellow sisters, we don't know when to let things go. We don't know when to stop speaking about the things that happened 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. Bob goes on to say, it's all right. He's content with him. He's content with who he is. And folks can't push his buttons. And he said, for one, he doesn't have any. But you know what, Bob? That's a good statement that you just made, because so many of us, we act like robots and we act like puppets, where just connect the strings to us and then let a puppet master come along and just raise our right hand and raise our left hand and make us dance all around and paint a pretty picture or a smile on our face, when that's not what we want to do. And it comes with, if you say nobody can push your buttons because you don't have any, it's because you're claiming your power. And earlier in the conversation, I talked about that fact that we have to claim our power. We have to have boundaries and set some ground rules and things that let people know what we will and will not accept into our space. And so many of us were into compromising. We are into settling for something less, and that's not a healthy place for anybody to be. So this show, it's our first show in a lot of months. We're just coming back, and this is our original time slot that we started a long time ago. Only ego has buttons. Oh gosh, that's a show for another day. I call them he goes and she goes, because so many of us, we have those triggers or buttons. But I think that those people that have those mighty egos, they know how to push those people who they feel as though they can control. They know how to push their buttons to give them what they want, to get them under control, to let them do what they want to do, to make them do what they want to do. So again, these are the types of issues and things that we will be delving into on the program. We do have someone who is on the line who is under a private number. Ah, it's you. Wonderful. Hold on a moment. I was getting ready to say to that person, I was going to say, yeah, we don't usually let them on, but hello.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Well, my life's awesome because I create it.
That is a wonderful way to look at it. I love your, even when you were texting, I loved your the words that you were saying, because I think that a lot of people need to have that positive energy that you are emitting. And where are you calling from? Are you in the United States or another country?
No, I'm in the Whitsunday Islands in Australia, so I couldn't be further from you, really.
Oh my gosh. Well, hello, Australia. Oh, you know what? I always joke about Australia. I said, well, I see all these shows that come on, and the kicker is the bugs and things there are really like large. So, how do you deal with that?
Well, our mosquitoes ride trail bikes.
Wow, no. I'm like, no, oh my gosh. What time is it there?
Well, it's Sunday and it's 11:45, so it's almost midday here, and it's a beautiful day. How can I put it? Yeah, you're talking about relationships, and when I was a young blood, you know, in my teenage years, still operating on the behaviors that I adopted during my childhood, I was heartbroken if my sweetheart left me, you know, and how could she do this to me? But since I've sort of reclaimed my authentic self, if you like, now I cherish each relationship that I've had, because for me it's like, you know, my partner and I, we've spent time together, and it's like investing in an emotional bank. You know, over a period of time, we've both invested in this emotional bank and shared experiences, and when the time comes to part, it's fairly obvious because, like, you know, somebody's, like, the partner I'm with is on a different journey. So her journey is diverging away from my journey. And you can feel it. I think relationships were, what I would love to do with relationships is to make them conscious instead of that, oh, you know, see somebody, lock eyes with somebody across a crowded room. That's the one for me. Well, I know from past experience that when I get that reaction within me, that is total codependency. It's like, there's a right. person over there that can fill the holes in me, you know, and so that's the attraction. It's my wound attracting somebody that can fill those holes in me. So now I've gone back and healed myself and filled all of my wounds. So I'll just get back to quickly. I reckon if, you know, two people get along, and the honeymoon period is always great, and you know, but comes a day when you feel free to fart in bed, and it's like all the romance is gone.
Right.
If my next relationship, I've made a commitment to myself to sit down with my pending partner. We get on, you know, we'll get on okay. We'll have similar beliefs and values. We don't have, you know, we're all unique, so, and opposites attract. But I would make it a conscious contract, if you like, which may sound heartless. But I'd, you know, sit down over a lovely meal and share the talking stick with my prospective partner, if you like, and say, well, this is what I expect from a relationship. You know, like, if you screw around, it's all over. You know, and set my terms and conditions about how, what I want from a relationship. I expect support. I don't expect you trying to control me or change me. And then it's her turn to say what she wants from the relationship. And you make a conscious verbal agreement, you know. And if you don't, well, there's no point in continuing, is there? The trouble with most relationships is probably 95% of relationships are they're unconscious. You know, oh, she's cute. Oh, God, look at his six-pack, you know, like, this is bullshit, you know. It's not what's on the outside that's important. It's what's in somebody's heart. It's who they are, what their values are. You know?
Yes.
The phrase I use in my life now is, whatever is not nurturing for me, I simply call the beast, and I no longer feed the beast. So if I'm in
right.
a relationship that,
right.
that's not nurturing for me, well, I won't be there for long. You know, and it doesn't have to be nasty. Conflict, resolving conflict is really easy. A simple example, you know, the honeymoon's over and you're living together, and I go in the bathroom, and damn, she squeezed the toothpaste tube in the middle again. That really pisses me off. And so instead of, you know, getting all head up about it, and I say, it's called ask what you want, see what you get, and celebrate the no. So I say, hey, darling, when you squeeze the toothpaste in the middle, it really pisses me off. In future, can you roll it up from the end? Now, I've got my anger out and I've asked for what I want. Now, if she responds to my request and starts rolling it up, that's okay. That's a win. If she ignores my request, that's still okay. That's still a win because I've got my anger out without abusing anybody. You know, I didn't call
right.
her names. I own what I was feeling. And then after discussion, we come up with a win-win, which is we both have our own toothpaste. So it's, you know, resolving conflict doesn't have to be, you know, aggressive. For me, there's always
right.
a win-win. It just takes a bit more effort to find it. And honesty. You know, if you can't be totally honest with yourself, how can you be honest with your life partner? Mm-hmm.
True. True. And I think that what you touched on so many things because you have some people would be a deal breaker. Some people will break up with good people over the smallest of things. You know, if it's really that big of a problem, but they're a great person, and like you said, you'll have your own toothpaste, no problem. Then you can squeeze it any way you want.
Yeah, and you can squeeze me any way you want, too. So it's all right, I'm single at the moment.
Oh, my goodness. I was like, okay, you know what? Yeah, I'm like, okay, he's all the way over in Australia, but okay. Oh, my gosh. No,
What I love about where there's a bit of a delay here, but what I love about where I am now is like I'm 66, I'll be 67 this year, and I spent the first 40 years of my life chopping off bits of me to fit into with what I thought society expected of me, and I spent the last 26 years going back and reclaiming all those bits that I chopped off, because I now know that all of me is okay. And for me, the greatest love I can give to anybody is to simply share my truth. I'm just sharing my truth, which is just data. It's just information. If you have an emotional response to that, that's your responsibility. I am not responsible for your feelings. I'm just responsible for sharing my truth. What's your truth? Don't give me your opinion of my truth, because it's worthless. What's your truth?
Right.
When this happens to you, how do you feel? You know. And I love it. And how can I put it? My greatest release came when I learned how to turn my mind off. My mind just complicates things. So I just speak from my heart. You know, and my life is simple, as it's supposed to be.
Right.
You know. Yeah, but and there are no coincidences, are there, darling? You know, this is just another example of how I flow in my life. I just go from one synchronistic event to another one. But I will share something with you that was absolutely paramount in me getting to where I am. And I'm not perfect, you know. I drink too much, I smoke too much, I exercise about as much as a koala bear, but they're still surviving. But probably about 10 years, no, probably right about 2001, 2002, I got a marine qualification, my Master 5, and I became a ship's captain. And I took a boat out for the first time full of live people, you know. And all of a sudden, I thought, bugger, Bob, the buck stops here. You are totally responsible for all the lives of these people, the safety of the vessel, even the energy, the vibe on the boat. It's all down to you, Bob. And that was a big wake-up call. That's responsibility. And then all I did then was I took that ideology and applied it to my life. So I am master and commander of my life, and I take full responsibility for this life that I do create. So now I've got nobody to blame for anything that happens in my life. And it's not all roses. A couple of years ago, Cyclone Debbie took my boat away. That was my home. It was a Category 5 cyclone. And like Fidelia, my boat contained everything I owned, apart from an old four-wheel drive. And so on the Saturday, as the winds were coming up, I tried to get the engine going, and there was water in the fuel, and by 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the boat was really bouncing up and down very violently. I wasn't going to get the engine going. I couldn't get in the safe harbor. So I did the best I could, lashing all the hatches down, and I grabbed my two dogs and got them to tend my dinghy and went ashore. So, you know, I took what was important, my two dogs and me, and my sense of humor. And people are going, oh, Bob, you've lost your home, you've lost everything. But I said, yeah, this event has happened in my life because there is a lesson I need to learn. So what is this lesson I've learned from this event that I have created? And the lesson I learned from that was to totally let go of the attachment to things. Now, that is a really powerful lesson, and I reckon I paid a fair price for it. And that's how I look at life. Now, I create my life. Whatever happens in my life is my responsibility. And what's the lesson I need to learn from that event? And it's turned my life around. It's like people say, oh, what's my life purpose? What am I here for? Well, my response to that was, well, I'm master and commander of my life. I'll set my life purpose. So I set my life purpose to be, I'm simply here to find my own truth. And how do I know what is my own truth? Whatever resonates with my heart. So bang, I've got the big one out of the way. And then the next one,
right.
And this is one I love, because it's taken, I don't have to do anything anymore. The universe is doing all the hard work for me. But then the next thing I thought, well, as a spiritual being, having a physical human experience, how do I want to experience this life? So I set my unconscious life intention, which is, I am here to have a gentle, joyful, loving, healthy, and abundant life. So that's my command to the universe. I am here to have. But it's also my address to the universe, so the universe knows where to deliver it. So I came up with that conscious life intention or mantra probably about 6 years ago. And ever since then, I'm just kicking back, because the universe is doing all hard work. Whatever happens in my life aligns with that conscious life intention. So
yes.
I don't worry about tomorrow, because I've got tomorrow's nailed. The universe is looking after tomorrow for me, and the past is gone, so there's no point in dealing with that. And I wake up every morning giggling, playing with my two dogs, and I go through my day like a butterfly. Oh, that looks interesting. I'll go and do that. Oh, that looks interesting. And I'll leave you with this one, darling, because I want to go and get myself. It's time for a rum and coke here anyway. And what was I going to say? Yeah, I live a really simple life. The only time my life gets complicated is if my mind has slipped back in the driving seat. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't even own a pair of shoes. So talk about being grounded, eh? Hey, and I'm just a simple bloke. I'm just a simple bloke, darling. And if I can go from 20 odd years of suicide and depression and all that stuff to a place of contentment, anybody can.
Right.
But what I've come to realize is I am the only expert on my life, and all my answers I found within, not from somebody else telling me there's something wrong with me, because I'm the only expert on my life. So the answers are all within for me. Anyway, lovely chatting with you, darling. I'm getting kind of thirsty now. And
yes, thank you so much for spending time this evening. And oh my gosh, wow, Australia. Well, I'm so glad that you called in, and thank you.
If you want to connect and remind me of when your show is on, because living in the now, I'm lousy. That's my Facebook identity,
okay.
Bob Eden. Yeah, and we can be friends on Facebook and, you know, continue the dialogue.
Okay, great. And you know, it was odd that you, so many things that you touched on, I had touched on earlier. I was sharing part of my story where I was left with nothing but faith, forgiveness, and 4 cents to my name just a few years ago, and how I had to, you know, just evolve from there, and how if we put out the negativity in the universe is going to give us that negativity back. We're going to draw it. We are the captains of our own ships. We should understand that. So, yeah, I'm going to try to be here around this time every Saturday night. It's 9 p.m. The show starts at 9 p.m. my time, so we're quite a few hours ahead. But so, you know, around 11 o'clock, I guess, your time, or 10 o'clock your time. Well, it would be 11. It just turned, 12 o'clock your time? 12 o'clock.
Yeah, my time is Greenwich Mean Time plus 10 hours. Yeah. So your show will start for me at 11 a.m. on Sundays. So I'll write it on my coffee table in big red felt texter. That's what I do. I don't have a diary or a notebook. I just write things on my coffee table, and when it gets too cluttered, I just give it another coat of paint and start all over again.
I love it.
Oh, well, it saves on paper. And I don't have a wardrobe. And I don't have a wardrobe. I listen to Isaac Newton. I have a floor drobe. Why fight gravity?
And you know what? And the kicker is, you sound like you're just as content and happy as you can be. And that is one of the best kept secrets that's not a secret of life. Do you and be happy doing it. And that's what makes things work. So, again, thank you so much for being here with me. I think that I'm going to head off too, because I have another engagement this evening. And it was great meeting you and talking to you. And I will definitely reach out to you over on the Facebook side as well. So, again, thanks for being.
As we say in Australia, good on you, darling. And that's all one word. Good on you, darling. It's all one word.
I'm going to enjoy learning all about Australia and the lingo and all of that. This is going to be a fun ride. So, again, it was great chatting with you. And we'll do it again soon.
Life is supposed to be fun. If you're miserable, you're miserable by choice. It's your choice to be miserable. Yeah.
Yep.
Why would you? Okay. Bye.
But thank you so much for calling in. You have a good day. Enjoy that sunshine and wonderful weather. And take in some rays for me, because it's 10:03 p.m. in the evening on Saturday evening here. So... So we've got a little bit of ways to go before sunrise, but it was good to meet you, and hope to hear from you again soon. So again, it was great. Speaking with my new friend Bob in Australia. You never know. Again, people, if you don't believe, like I said, this, I was having the roughest day today, and you would think that with everything that happened earlier that I did not want to discuss tonight, because I didn't want it to mess up the mood. Again, when you keep the positive coin, positive things happen. Again, all the way from Australia. Are you kidding me? What are the chances? We always get the most interesting guests. And what did I say earlier? You come on here as a guest and you leave as a friend. And sure enough, if you didn't believe, you should believe now, because this is how it works. When you are living your genuine, authentic life, these are the types of things that happen. You have to have that positive energy. If you put positive out, positive is going to attract back to you. So many things that Bob said, I said earlier, and I've said on many shows, you have to understand something. When you're talking about that, don't you waste your pain. You make that pain your purpose and your power. Trust me. Things will come even when you're in your darkest hours. Darkness does not last always. Even those who cannot see can feel the rays of the sun on their skin. So don't you think for one moment Bob is back in the chat room. He says the best thing that he can do is just to let his own light shine. And he does. I heard that in our small time together, just conversing right here on air. And there was something else that he said too. I want you all to understand something. Tomorrow, they say, is not promised. But if you think about it, it's Sunday afternoon where he is. It's 10:05 p.m. where I am. Yet we were talking in real time right here now. So time is relative. Time is not what we think. He was talking to me in his past. I was talking to him in my future. It's already Sunday afternoon where he is. It's 10:06 p.m. Saturday evening where I am, and we just had the best conversation in real time for all of you from all over the world to hear. So don't you ever believe, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow is right here now. How you begin from this moment on will dictate how everything else carries out for you. Bob writes, sometimes he's happy and sometimes he's sad, but he's always content. Again, did I not say that earlier in our conversation? You need to learn how to be in the moment that you're in. If you're in a bad place and you choose to be angry and bad and mad and all of that, then that's what you're going to be, but that's by your choice. Things need to change, and then change them. If you want to be sad and unhappy, then you know what? Do you. This show is here to help you to move forward in a positive way. You make that choice. You get what you want out of these programs. As I said earlier, I'm going to bring the messages. I'm going to bring the real talk. What you do with it, that's all on you. What does the adage go? You can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. If he gets thirsty enough, he will drink at some point. But some of us as humans, we are so stubborn and grounded in where we want to be that we would rather fall out and have to go to the hospital and pay all that money to get hooked up to an IV to get those fluids back, because we want to prove something to somebody who's not even paying us any attention. So don't do that. And as I said, the show was going to be 2 hours, but we're going to make it a little over an hour this evening because I do have another engagement. But again, as always, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten those rainy days of yours. And I pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn the frowns you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever you may be facing, or whatever's knocking at your door from this very moment and beyond. Keep up. Keep looking up. Keep rising. Before we go, Bob says that for him, all are equal. All are unique. All are sovereign. Everything else just flows from that. And then he adds, he loves rum. Oh, my gosh. If listening to Bob or our conversation did not make you smile tonight or give you some different perspective on life, again, do you. I enjoyed my conversation tonight. I enjoyed being here. If you need us, our number is 202-618-2556. That is our office number. You can always reach us. We are everywhere. We are on Meetup. You can find Focus, Females Offering Clarity, Unity, and Success. We have Focus Females Global over on Facebook. We have Focus, Females Offering Clarity, Unity, and Success over on Facebook. We did lose our group when Google shut down the groups over there. We used to have relationship recovery. Hopefully most of my members there, we were from all over the world and well over 1,000 members strong. Some of them have moved over to our Facebook groups. Some of them can find me on Facebook, C. Maria Wall, C. Maria Wall. That's my professional page there. I would love to find you. I'm going to go over there and try to find Bob. And so that we can, once again, as I said before, you come here as a guest or a participant, and so many leave as my new friends or our new friends when the whole crew is here. So we're going to try to be here. I'm going to try to get these shows started. But as I said, you all know that I'm coming down the wire for law school. So again, Bob says it's time for him to squeeze his toothpaste. And Bob, it's about time for me to squeeze mine too and get that smile together so that when I get out of here, I'll be prepped to handle business properly with a wonderful smile on my face. And I'll see you all soon. Keep up. Keep happy. Keep moving forward. Keep convincing the person that you see in the mirror that tonight will give leave to a sunrise soon. For those of you who worship and believe, happy Easter. Enjoy yourselves. I'll see you back here again next Saturday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time here in the USA. And, of course, it's going to be, I believe Bob said, around 11 in the afternoon, Sunday, his time. And hello to Africa and everyone else, the UK, where we're six hours ahead of us. So, again, have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful remainder of your evening and your days. And I will see you here again soon, right here on the Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio Network Focus Chat Cafe. I am your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediating Shiro, right here at our Ground Zero, wishing you all the absolute best. Thank you so much for stopping in. Thank you to all of you who are going to listen to the replay. And Bob says that it is 11 a.m. Queensland time over in Australia. So until next time, be well, be blessed. I will see you all soon. As we begin, we will end with Tori Lee's Good Music. What a great song. Tori retired this, dedicated it. This has been our opening song, our show song for years now. Tori was one of my first guests. She debuted her song on this show, and Good Music has been our theme song all of these years, and it's not going anywhere. So if you'd like the song, let me know, and I'll get you in touch with Tori so that you can get your own copy of Tori Lee's Good Music. Until next week, be well, be blessed, keep up, keep happy, and I will see you right here on the mic again next week. Be well, everybody. Have a great, great everything.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music. Something about the things you said stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. Melody, the arrangement. Makes my body go so crazy. I tie my feet, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide. Well, I get lost in your words. It feels so good. When I'm hurt, take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music.
I tell Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Cologne strum my pain with the fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain. My Sharia more lovely as a summer day. I'll let the whispers follow Marvin Gaye.
in my headphones till the music starts to fade away. I give away my brown sugar for a bit of pop. If love really was a bullet, I'd have took the shot. Yeah. Now would you buy me a drink just to take me home? Put your game in a song just to make me moan. I like my Robin Thicke, me alone. A thug album, triple shots, that's the trait.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off.